You're listening to SBS News.
Three quarters of young women voting for the first time in this election say they do not feel politics is an equal space for women and people of color. From sexism and misogyny to racism, homophobia, transphobia, and a lack of inclusive practices for people living with a disability, new research from Plan International Australia has found 72% of young Australian women do not feel politics is an equal or inclusive environment for them. What's more, 60% of the young people surveyed said they didn't feel that the Parliament House workplace has become any more safe or equal in the last 12 months, despite multiple reviews into its culture and promises to fix things. The survey results indicate even less confidence in perceptions of safety and equality in politics itself. 29% of culturally and linguistically diverse young women said they would not ever consider politics as a career. 41% of young women with a disability cited a lack of inclusive practices as the reason they wouldn't pursue a dream of working in politics. Bettina Zerzolo is a 17-year-old, Year 11 student from Melbourne. Ms. Zerzolo says she'd like to go into politics, but is scared as things are at the present time.
I'm, scared almost because of the way I see women and people of colour and of different sexualities and people with disabilities and how they're treated in Parliament and how people talk about those people in Parliament. So I'm quite hesitant to go into a position in government because of the backlash and the hatred that I would and discrimination that I would be receiving.
Ms. Zerzolo is a member of the LGBTIQ plus community.
If there was more people that looked like me, who thought like me in Parliament and in our government making and leading our country, then those barriers that I face as a young woman will be less evident and I'll be able to do whatever I wish and go and chase my own dreams without having that fear of what might happen to me because of my gender.
When asked if she felt LGBTIQ plus youth are well represented in government, she said,
No. That's the short answer to that question. Absolutely not. If we're just talking about in Australia, then I can't think of a single person in Parliament that I would feel safe being alone in a room with. I can't think of a single person in Parliament who has gone out of their way to reassure and to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community.
Suzanne Lejeune is the CEO of Plan International Australia.
The report found that the toxic culture oozing through the heart of Australian politics is deterring girls and young people from careers in Parliament. The result is that we are losing out on an entire generation of bright, powerful and diverse voices who could transform and lead this country for the better. I know from first-hand experience as a young former staffer that Parliament is a reflection of the ongoing power and privilege systems at play.
The survey found more than 90% of young women believe Australia's federal parliament should reflect the reality of Australia's diversity. Almost half of those surveyed said they would not want to pursue a career in politics because they think they would be discriminated against for being female, and 90% of young women feel it's easier for men to succeed in politics. This view is shared across the political spectrum. 90% for those aligned with Labour, 90% with the Coalition, and 92% with the Greens. 26% of respondents identified as being from a culturally and linguistically diverse background, 24% identified as LGBTIQ+, and 14% identified as having a disability. Ms. Lejeune says she was deeply disturbed by the report's findings.
That despite endless pledges and promises to close the gender gap in politics, that women still only make up 38% of MPs and senators. We are falling behind the rest of the world. In 2006, for example, Australia ranked 22 out of 155 countries on the World Bank's Gender Index for Women's Political Empowerment. In 2021, Australia was ranked 54. So over the last 15 years, we've dropped 22 places. That is simply not good enough. And I'm quite frankly appalled that when it comes to the representation of people from different ethnicities, we're even further behind. Less than 5% of parliamentarians come from diverse backgrounds, and there are just 6 Indigenous parliamentarians. And there are 0 parliamentarians who have shared that they are trans, non-binary or gender diverse.
Ms. Lejeune says this prevents women wanting to enter into politics.
This can have a devastating impact on girls growing up and forming their career aspirations and their leadership ambitions. You can't be what you can't see. So the result of these statistics is that an entire generation of girls is growing up with the message that politics is not for them. We have to change that.
Grace Falconer is a 21-year-old university student in her third year. She's also an activist with Plan Australia.
When I was younger and before I went to university, I didn't really have any aspirations of going into politics. I mean, I was always interested in politics, but not becoming a politician. And I think that was just because growing up, there wasn't really any representation. There weren't any women or diverse women in politics. And I was quite young when Julia Gillard was Prime Minister, and just overseeing or seeing all of the hate that she experienced and discrimination and misogyny, for me that really put me off.
Ms. Falconer says as a woman of Vietnamese Australian descent, she believed she too would suffer abuse.
For me, I'm a Vietnamese Australian, so she was, as a, you know, woman who was white and is still experiencing all that assault, I just couldn't imagine, going into politics. But currently just seeing activists such as Grace Tame, Brittany Higgins and Yasmin Poole, who are a group of, you know, inspiring change makers, that's definitely inspired me or made me reconsider whether I wanted to go into politics, but now I'm slowly reconsidering it, but a lot needs to be changed for me to really, you know, want to pursue that career.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.